listener production.
Hey there, Stephen Zoyce with you. The Premier is backing tougher penalties for social media platforms hosting misinformation. The move, announced by the Communications Minister yesterday, comes after footage of the two stabbing attacks in Sydney went viral. Chris Minns welcoming the proposal of a revamped bill to put companies on notice.
I know that we were struggling over the last week with particular websites and pages that, as I said, were spreading lies and disinformation. So if we can prevent or stop or put social media firms on notice that there'll be consequences, that'd be good for the state.
Police have ramped up the search for a Wagga man wanted on an outstanding warrant. Isaiah Coe's of Aboriginal appearance, around 180 centimetres tall, of medium build with black hair and dark eyes. Anyone with info on the 22-year-old's whereabouts is urged to contact Wagga Police or Crime Stoppers. Time is running out for young people across the region to apply for the 2025 New South Wales Youth Advisory Council. Successful reps aged between 12 and 24 will advise the state government on a range of issues, policies and services that affect them. Spokesperson Zoe Robinson says nominations close this Sunday.
It's really important that we get people from regional New South Wales to apply because we know that there's differences in terms of the issues impacting on children and young people, but also because we want to make sure that we're reflecting the diversity of New South Wales.
The Royal Flying Doctor Service is launching a new survey providing those in regional areas like ours with a voice on healthcare. The organisation is asking for community members from the region to share their views and experiences on the system as part of efforts to provide better access to care in the bush. The survey is now open and will remain so until early May. Round 2 of the River League gets underway this weekend. Mango, Ganmain, Turvey Park and Narrandera all looking to maintain a perfect start to their campaigns. The Imperials and Lions will go head-to-head. The Goannas face Collingully, the Dogs take on Coolerman, and Griffith host Leeden.